Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2020. Good evening, everyone. Presidential comment leads tonight's official broadcast. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART president, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pomari, and good evening, everyone. This last week, with Central Region Councillor Richard Harkett, ZL2FY, I attended a meeting of New Plymouth Branch 27 on Tuesday, 21st of July. This meeting had been scheduled earlier this year, but due to the COVID-19 lockdown, had to be postponed. The turnout was fantastic, with members from South Taranaki Branch 87 also there, having to travel at least an hour to attend. At this meeting, it was a pleasure to meet everyone and give updates on NZART and AREC activities. I also presented Nairi Jury, ZL2UJT, with the Jumbuck Godfrey ZL1HV Award for her services. Nairi was very surprised and almost speechless as a result. Perhaps a good thing. Nairi is the first person to receive this award for 2020, as others will be presented at the NZART AGM. It was just a good opportunity and a timely way to do it this way. The number attending the meeting was over 25, with a diverse group, from those ready to sit their examination to those having been an amateur for over 60 years. So, thank you for the hospitality and for hearing me out. We have a new employee to assist Debbie at NZART headquarters, with Annalise joining us shortly, once her employment contract is completed. Annalise will start from Monday, 3 August 2020. While not a licensed amateur, I'm sure that we'll want to join us over time and become one. Annalise will be working part-time mainly on NZART matters, so that Debbie can complete the AREC administrative duties NZART has been contracted to supply. Annalise has been requested to attend the NZART AGM and the AREC annual meeting in September. So, for those attending, you will be able to put a face to the person at the other end of the telephone or email. Welcome aboard, Annalise. As outlined in InfoLine, a larger discount or rebate is on offer to members to assist those who may have suffered as a result of COVID-19 lockdown. Debbie will outline the details in her report to you. Also, NZART Council has agreed to partially offset this cost by not producing a call book for 2021. I have requested call book editor Peter Mulhere, ZL2IK, to send some of the pages to the break-in editor for inclusion in the last two issues of this year, so that you don't miss out on this information. This will include the updated repeater beacon maps and branch listings. Remember to update the branch listings with Debbie ASAP. Other information may be printed if space is available. And just as a reminder, the NZART AGM is on Saturday, 5 September 2020 in Wellington. To attend this AGM and the AREC annual meeting, you must be a financial member of NZART. It is not open to non-members. That's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark, the President of NZART. Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. A note tonight and polite request from Wayne Jacobson, ZL20Z, who leads the New Zealand QRP's group. Wayne says that for the past 3 years plus, the QRP group has used 3.690 MHz as the QRP calling frequency and for their Thursday night net. In the IARU Region 3 band plan for 80 metres, 3.690 MHz is indicated as a QRP centre of activity frequency, which is why in 2017 the New Zealand QRP group chose this frequency as the calling frequency for their activities. From time to time, the QRP group are having a problem with QRO stations using 3.690 MHz for NETs and other QSOs. There's little chance of QRP stations breaking in over these QRO transmissions. They are asking that consideration from ZL hams be given to 3.690 MHz as a QRP frequency, and at the very least, check the frequency is not in use before transmitting. That request and information tonight received from Wayne Jacobson, ZL20Z, who leads the New Zealand QRPers group. Time now for our NZRT Business Manager's monthly update. Let's head back to Upper Hutt and say welcome to Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, what can I say? There have been some very interesting discussions appearing around the branches regarding next year's subscription rebate for current financial members. Council approved a bigger-than-usual rebate on subscriptions for the 2021 year for those current financial members that is already a member. This rebate of $34 is applicable to anyone who has been adversely affected by job losses or reduction in income due to COVID-19. Like the current government, we are operating under a high trust model for this rebate. There are a number of members whom Council recognises as loyal and supportive. This rebate is to thank you for your continued support and ensuring you may remain a member throughout 2021. This rebate is not applicable to those members who have opted to pay in monthly instalments. The increased rebate was not intended as a promotion. However, now it has been circulated as such, anyone wishing to join the association before 1 October may do so for the amount of $65. You will only receive break-in from October 2020 until December 2021. No back issues will be supplied. There is also no $10 rebate available this year, should you not deduct the $34 rebate. If you have recently joined the association, the 2021 subscription invoice will be included with your August break-in and will show the amount payable as per usual. If you are in the category mentioned earlier for loss of income, etc., you may deduct the rebate of $34. If joining after 1 October, the amount payable will be $99 for a transmitting or non-transmitting membership. This also does not apply to those persons who allowed the membership to lapse at the end of 2019. There will be no call book produced at the end of this year. I have it on very good authority, having attended a meeting with RSM, wearing my Radio Frequency Users Association hat as administrator, the SMART or RSM register rewrite is well underway and on track to go live towards the end of 2021. This said, we need to keep those silent key notifications coming. However, I cannot request a call sign to be removed purely from a death notice. We need to make sure there are no family members who may wish to take up the call sign of their loved one. I am very keen to see a much more accurate record of call sign holders published next year. And finally, if you are considering attending the AGM on the 5th of September, as advised by Mark, please let me know by the 27th of August at the latest, as I need to confirm catering numbers with the venue. The meeting room has limited space with a capacity of 70 people. Therefore, it is essential you let me know you are coming. There is no charge to attend the AGM. However, you must be a financial member of the association to attend. Well, that's all for now. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Nelson Brunch 26 is hosting Westfest 2020 in Murchison over the weekend of the 19th and 20th of September. The venue is the Murchison Bowling Club Rooms, 24 Waller Street in Murchison. The meeting and registration at $10 a head will commence at 9:30 a.m. on the Saturday. The full details for Westfest can be found on the NZART webpage, NZART's Facebook page, and in the latest copy of Headquarters Infoline. That's issue 415. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week with the latest and most likely the biggest cancellation of an amateur radio event this year. The Tokyo Ham Fair, scheduled to open on the 31st of October, has been cancelled by the Japan Amateur Radio League, which cited precautions due to the coronavirus pandemic. Crowds at this major international event have run as high in some years as 60,000 attendees from around the world, topping Friedrichshafen in Germany and Dayton Hamvention in Ohio. The Tokyo Ham Fair has been an annual event since its first staging in 1977. Here's looking forward to Tokyo Ham Fair 2021. AMSAT now has a reflector available to hams who enjoy using that mode. Jack Parker, W8ISH, tells us more.
AMSAT has announced the creation of a new D-Star reflector supporting four different reflector names, XLXSAT, XRFSAT, DCSSAT, and REFSAT. Hams using hotspots to connect to D-Star are advised to refresh or update their BlueDV or their PiStar host files to see the new entries. Walter Holmes, K5WH, says that the new D-Star reflector is not bridged into the system the way AMSAT's DMR talk group and its Yaesu system fusion reflectors are bridged. He says bridging was likely after a bit more testing. AMSAT has had a DMR talk group and a fusion reflector for more than a year, and their success is credited with sparking interest in adding D-Star to the system. The DMR talk group is 98006, and the Fusion YSF reflector is 11689. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Hams in Australia are especially proud of their success in expanding a signal reporting network in the West. Robert Broomhead, VK3DN, gives us the details.
In Western Australia, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, VK6ANC, has once again expanded a work in progress, the RBN Automatic CWHF Signal Reporting Network. With the help of Fists Down Under, the Hams have added a new station to the network to fill a void, and the earliest tests show that it to be successful as far away as the southeastern part of Australia. Radio operators in Australia are being encouraged to test it out on all bands between 3.5 MHz and 24 MHz and report back on their experience. It's expected to be an especially useful tool for operators in the Summits of the Air program. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Robert Broomhead, VK3DN.
Even if you're not in Australia, the latest free electronic magazine published for amateurs there might be of interest to you, too. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us about it.
When a ham sends QTC, it means I have a message for you. With that very Q code, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia launched its first issue of QTC, the organisation's free magazine, which is readable as an e-zine online. The magazine's move to a full e-zine platform means that the PDF of the winter edition is readable from a browser, from a computer, a tablet, or even a smartphone. The 25-page issue includes articles on how to kill QRM at the home station and an array of tips for avid DXs. Find a link to the July-August issue in the printed version of this week's Newsline script on our website, arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Perhaps one of the very few benefits to emerge out of the global crisis with COVID-19 is more hams. Jeremy Boot, G4NGH, tells us about all the new licenses in the UK.
Lockdown has been so favourable for amateur radio in the UK that at the latest count, in the last 3 months, more than 1,000 new licensees have taken their examinations online and passed, according to the Radio Society of Great Britain. As the number of licensed radio operators now begins to exceed 75,000, the RSGB is taking special pride in the newcomers who have worked hard for their achievement in spite of the restrictions of the pandemic. To celebrate their success and to inspire others, it has created a new webpage sharing their stories as part of the Society's campaign Get On The Air To Care. One of the newest Foundation licensees is a 10-year-old boy living on England's northwest coast. You can find the link on the Society website at rsgb.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
For now, with Kieran Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB, in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Over the next few months, market days, table sales and junk sales are to be held around the country. Here tonight, the location and dates. The Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, it's holding its annual market day on Saturday the 29th of August at the Gordonton Hall, 1024 Gordonton Road in Gordonton. New Plymouth Branch 27 will be hosting their annual junk sale on Saturday 26th of September at the Mangaree Memorial Hall. Now that's on the corner of Kent Road and State Highway 3, New Plymouth. And just a week later, on Saturday the 3rd of October, the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society Branch 20 NZART will be holding its annual table sale at the Longburn Community Hall, 70 Nairi Street, Longburn. That's off State Highway 56. Full details of start times and the conditions for each of these sales can be found in issue 415 of NZRT Headquarters Info Line. Issue 415 of NZRT Headquarters Info Line that was emailed on the 20th of July. Now, if you don't subscribe to HQ Info Line, no problem. It's available on the NZRT webpage, found at www.nzart.org.nz. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We have only three items tonight from around the branches, so we'll get started. We have to start from the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, NZART, where the next meeting is on the 5th of August, that's a Wednesday. Phil Blackmore, ZL1KAT, will talk about Stirling engines, and that's at the club rooms in Whangarei. Down now to Napier Branch 25, where the next meeting is on August the 5th, that's a Wednesday, and after the usual club business, it is a show and tell, where you bring anything that will be of interest to the group, and that can mean anything. And that's at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms in Latham Street in Napier. And finally to Hutt Valley Branch 18, where the next meeting is on Monday, August the 3rd, and that will be a quiz night. And that will be in the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 30th of August. This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2020. Good night, everyone. Good night now.